We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 1071, Champagne's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. The 12th-ranked Illinois men's basketball team took advantage of their strong start on Sunday and beat Iowa in their final game of the regular season. The Illini instantly gained a 10-point lead within the first 5 minutes as Quincy Guerrier and Terrence Shannon Jr. each tailed 4 points. This energy persisted throughout the game, and the Illini were able to pull out the win. Leading by as many as 21, Illinois held Iowa to its lowest scoring total this season. The Illini finished the regular season with a 23-8 record, including a 14-6 mark in the Big Ten play. They earned the number 2 seed in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament and will begin their postseason run on Friday in the quarterfinals. Illinois will take on the winner of the Iowa versus Ohio State game. A community icon known as Lester the Coffee Guy served people for the final time before retirement on Sunday. Lester Lindsay had worked at the original Pancake House in Champaign for over 30 years. The beloved employee survived a heart attack in the fall when a nearby stranger administered CPR, saving Lindsay's life. The original Pancake House was adorned with decorations for Lindsay's send-off, and an influx of customers filled in to wish the affable employee well. Lindsay plans to work on his house and travel in his retirement. An American man was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison for attacking 2 University of Illinois graduates and pushing them into a ravine in Germany last summer. The 31-year-old was also charged with attempted murder and rape with fatal consequences. The presiding judge determined that the defendant bears particularly severe guilt, meaning he won't be eligible for release in 15 years, which is usually the case in Germany. Germany privacy laws did not allow for the perpetrator and victims to be identified, but family and friends said the victims were 21-year-old Eva Liu, who died, and 22-year-old Kelsey Chang, who survived. The attack took place on June 14th near Marienbrück, a famous German castle, where the man met the 2 girls and lured them off the trail. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Emily Huffman, Ethan Escroba, and Adeline Moy. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Escroba. For WPGU News, I'm Adeline Moy.